Hi, my name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services in the College of Engineering. Welcome back for this week's Registration Tips episode of the Guide. This week, we're excited to have Monica Bernal joining us. Welcome, Monica. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, my Berkeley engineers. I'm very excited to be here. So I'm Monica Bernal, and I'm one of the college advisors in the College of Engineering. And I currently advise all of the MSc students. So very excited to meet my material science engineers out there. Woo woo. And I help co-advise our EEC students, which are electrical engineers and computer scientists, with two other advisors. And I've worked on the Berkeley campus for, it'll be 7 years this mid-August, so very excited about hitting that milestone. And this will be completing my first year in the College of Engineering, which is an amazing college to be in. So very cool. I love hearing about all of your projects and internships and the amazing student clubs that we have going on campus. So definitely have to say working with engineers has been a highlight of my time here at Cal.
Registration is beginning next week. I can't believe that we've done all the prep work. We've got you finished your Golden Bear advising. Transfer students have their appointments on Monday, July 16th, and freshmen are on Wednesday, July 18th. So make sure you check your Cal Central for your registration appointment time. All of you should have completed your Golden Bear advising by now and have heard back from your ASS advisor about your proposed schedule. If you have not completed advising, then you have a hold on your registration and you have to go in and finish it before you're able to register. We have a link on our website for your B courses that's going to take you directly to where you need to go to get that advising done. Monica, can you give us a little explanation of why we put a registration hold on student accounts if they haven't completed GBA?
Golden Bear Advising is really to benefit you, and it just walks you through some basic introduction things to Cal. You can do it at your own pace, get familiar with the university, student life, and in addition, your college. So everyone who's entering Berkeley, whether you be a transfer student or a first year, participates in GBA. And so really, the reason we block you for GBA is if you don't do GBA, I'm not going to lie, your schedule's going to be a hot mess. It's going to be a recipe for disaster in your first term. And your first term is really critical because not only are you a new student at Berkeley, you're also many of you transitioning to moving away from home for the first time, having roommates, living in a different city. It's so much more than the academics. It's really acclimating to a culture, a new climate. And we find that just students who participate in GBA are more likely to be successful. You're more likely to have a schedule that's going to work for you and know these tips and tricks.
Let's get into what everyone is really here to find out, our last minute tips for registering and what we think is important to keep in mind as you make your first semester schedule. You can follow along. We've got a PowerPoint set up to give you a little bit of an illustration and some pictures of what we're talking about at times at welcomeengineering.berkeley.edu. Monica, why don't you kick us off?
So number one, all colleges on campus have different requirements, different deadlines. What? And so what this means is we have distinct colleges. You might have a roommate who is in the College of Natural Resources, Letters and Science, CED, the Haas School of Business if you're a transfer student. And the key thing to keep in mind is do not take advice from other students who are not in your college. This is just critical because each college has different things in mind. The curriculum of COE is unique to engineers and engineering and our coursework. And of course, we do have engineers who take classes in the College of Letters and Science and take courses in environmental design. But at the end of the day, you are registered, listed as a student in your own college. And so those are the deadlines you are responsible for knowing.
And the number one question that I hear a lot of times of people calling and being concerned about is how heavy of a schedule they should have their first semester. So by all means, go ahead and register for more classes, go in and test them, but we really don't want you to have to overexert yourself this first semester. Get to know the classes, get to know what your study schedules are going to be like. A lot of you are on your own for your first time. You're got to learn how to like do laundry, schedule that in, make sure you're getting enough sleep. So definitely it's a minimum of 12 units. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are correct. 12 is the magic number for our college. And that's critical because there are other students who are in different colleges with different minimum unit requirements. But yours is just you have to hit 12. And we check you for that 12 units at the end of the ad drop deadline, which is the fourth week. So at the end of the fourth week, early fifth week, your advisors go in and we run a report to check that everyone is in that minimum of 12.
If you're already thinking about changing your major, you'll need to make an appointment with your ESS advisor during the fall semester. Until then, you need to prioritize your current major when making your fall schedule.
The college, just kind of like as a, which we went over in GBA, every single semester, the College of Engineering has an expectation that you will be taking a minimum of two technical courses, so 3 units or more. towards your declared major. So that is the major that you came in with. So for my MSc students, you've come into Berkeley as an accepted declared material science engineer. Every semester, I'm going to check your schedule to see that you have two technicals towards that MSc degree. So for instance, if you have right now on your GBA schedule, Engineering 7 and Math 53 and a reading and comp, you are golden. You have two technicals towards your major, and then you have that third course that's going to give you 12 units. Now, if you write me and say, hey, Monica, I just learned that there's an MSc EECS joint major. That looks amazing. I want to drop Engineering 7 for CS61A. I would actually say, no, that's not an appropriate schedule because you have not been accepted or you have not applied nor been accepted to the joint major, and CS61A is not applicable to your current program unless you wanted to add it on as like an additional third or fourth course, basically. So really when we're talking about students who want to do a change of major, which really means you probably want to go into a joint or a double, really plan this fall based around the major you've been accepted into with those two technicals, and then you can come in midway through the semester and we'll talk about what that can look like and we'll adjust your spring schedule. But for right now, fall has to be what you've been accepted into.
Our fifth point for today is one that I had a lot of questions about when we had students on site that were registering, because it was a little bit confusing that Chemistry 1A and 1AL are two different courses, but Chemistry 1AL has a lecture. So just because you see that lecture with 1AL, that's not the lecture that goes with 1A. It's two different things. You're going to end up taking two different courses. So you'll end up with two different lectures that say chemistry on them, but one's for 1A and the other is for 1AL. And make sure that you have to prioritize Chemistry 1A over 1AL. So this semester, if for some reason you're not getting the Chemistry 1A that you wanted to get, you can't take the lab. You'd have to wait to take the lab until next semester. Make friends with 8 a.m. Not everyone's going to have to take an 8 a.m. class, but a lot of you are going to have to.
And if you're not in an 8 a.m. class, you might be in one of those killer 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock discussion sections. So the key is your first role here, without a doubt, is to be a student. And I know that many of you will have a work study, or you will have tutoring, or you will have commitments outside of the classroom. But really, we will work hard for you to like make those commitments work, but your focus has to be the academics. And so sometimes, even though it's the least desirable, if you really want to take a class, that 8 a.m. discussion section is what's going to be open.
And number 7 kind of pulls right off of that. If you have a choice in enrolling in a course, a lab, or discussion, or choosing something where you're going to be put on a wait list, enroll in the course. You need to take the course. There's a reason why you have it on your schedule. Enroll in the course. Don't put yourself on a wait list just because it's a better time.
Don't put yourself, I mean, unless you're like a gambler by nature and you already have two technicals, like let's say this is your third technical course because you're only required to have two. And let's say you have a third course, you're already at 12 units, you're in your two techs, and you want to gamble a little, go for it. Put yourself, because you're in a perfect schedule. But if you are trying to still hit your two technicals towards your major and get your 12 units, please enroll in the class. There are a million students who are trying to get into courses. And I say that not to scare you, because typically if you take the section that's in front of you, you'll be able to get into classes. I know that's one of the biggest myths about Berkeley, is that you can't get into the classes you need and you won't be able to graduate in time. Our students in engineering especially do tend to graduate on time. But if you're not going to kind of take the courses that are in front of you, that might create a little bit of an issue. So we do say, you know, like I said, no one might want that 2 o'clock discussion section, but if there's seats available, you should definitely take it, because it's better to be in a class than be on a wait list.
And number 8, avoid time conflicts. Don't try to take a whole bunch of classes at the same time. I don't really understand how it works. I just know that it's difficult, and you might end up having a final scheduled at the same time, and your instructors don't have to adjust for that.
That is 100% true. So I think the biggest reason we want you to avoid time conflicts is because your finals will have conflicting times. If you are in two classes at the same time, your faculty has no obligation to change their final for you. So unless you 100% sure have already gone on the first day and gotten the syllabus and know that one of the classes will be 100% webcast and that the final will be like a take-home and you submit it so you won't be missing a sitting time, your professors are under no obligation to offer you a separate final exam. So yeah, also there's another weird little funky rumor that's if you have like three or four finals on one day. The reg office will let you move one. I have no idea where that rumor came from. If I could scrub every single bathroom wall that it's written on, I would. But no, if you happen to make a schedule that you love and you realize all four of your finals are on the same day, guess what? You're taking all those four finals on the same day.
So let's talk a little bit now about the swap function. This is new. It started last year. And there's a little bit of confusion about the first confusion that I think folks have is you can't swap if you're in Math 1B and you want to swap Lecture 1 for Lecture 2. Because the system looks at it and it's like, you're in Math 1B. I don't know what you're trying to swap. If you want to swap a discussion or lab section, there's a way that you can do that under the clicking the options on your enrollment card. And it'll actually let you change the discussion or lab section. You don't actually have to swap to do that.
Swap is great to use when you're going to be waitlisted for something and you'd rather have it, but you can get into something less ideal. So like a great example is for swapping something would be that I'm in Slavic reading and composition 5, you know, or in CB 5. And it sounds interesting, but I would really love to be in this English RNCB that's on Jane Austen. Like I just, and that one, there's a wait list. So I'm kind of using the swap function so that if I come off of the wait list, I can get into the other class. And I think that's the easiest way for students to use it personally.
That definitely makes more sense. I think that would be the best use for it because if you go from one to the other, it automatically does it for you. So you're not having to constantly track to see if something's opened up in that Jane Austen class.
Exactly.
And you get on the wait list earlier.
Exactly. So I think that's like the easiest, funnest way for us to use swap. And there's some really great videos. I actually recommend watching some of the Cal Student Central videos tutorials on swap because you can kind of, they'll visually show you how to do it, show you how the swap function works, and I think that's the most helpful.
Register for all the classes that you're going to register for, and then go back and do the swap.
Absolutely.
That way it doesn't put you over your unit limit.
That is like the pro tip of the podcast with our registration. Pro tip number one, like be in the schedule you need to be in, and then like use the swap function as a perk.
Exactly. If you're having problems registering for a class and you keep getting an error, check the I button that we showed you in the video in GBA and Schedule Planner, because there might be a reserve cap that you didn't realize was there before, or it's kind of, or there's something else in that those notes that are telling you why you might not be able to register for it. Remember what Sharon had said earlier? We got like 8,000 error messages, and most of those had to do with reserve caps.
Exactly, because students are like, hey, I'm an engineer, I should have priority in this course. And what you're not realizing if you check the I button is you'll realize, wow, engineering does have priority, but of this like 700 person class, only 400 seats are reserved for engineers. The other 200 are reserved for LNS undeclared students and 100 for like seniors who really need it.
Right.
And so sometimes what it is there absolutely was a priority, but those seats were already filled, and that's why you're getting this error message. So it can really help you kind of revamp your schedule and then go back into your GBA notes and see like, okay, what were my alternative classes that my advisor recommended in this scenario? So those alternative classes aren't just there for fun, just to be like, hey, alternates, like it's good. Those are there because sometimes, you know, certain classes do have reserve priorities, and unfortunately they fill up. So we want you to be prepared to feel like, you know, I didn't get the ideal schedule, but I have a schedule that works. I'm in compliance with COE. I'm on track to graduate. I mean, and those are really our goals. So one of the things with college is you have to be flexible, but at the end of the day, you're still going to be meeting all the goals you need to graduate on time.
Math 53 is not a prerequisite for Math 54. We talked about this a lot in GBA, and we made it so that you can look at the different schedules. But you can take those classes in whichever order that you want to, but you just need to be aware that Math 53 is either a prerequisite or concurrent requisite for things like Physics 7B. So you'll have to make sure that you're taking the math class that's required.
Definitely. And one thing for some of you who've been playing around on guide.berkeley.edu, that's our online course guide. So you can see descriptions of all the classes on there. One of the things you do want to remember, for instance, if we're looking up Math 53 versus Math 54 in the guide, there's a little blue hyperlink and you click it and it'll actually show you basically information on that course is about repeats and things like that. So for instance, it'll also show requirements. So it'll say for Math 53, the requirement is Math 1A and Math 1B. So similar for those physics courses. So although in GBA, when you're doing the engineering specific, we kind of tried to point those out, you can always go into guide and click that blue hyperlink. And not only will it tell you repeat rules, it will tell you any course requirements for a course. And this is a great pro tip when you start exploring upper division courses. So shout out to all of our amazing transfer students. Some of you are going to come in right off the bat and be ready to take upper division coursework. And if that's the case, feel free to head over to guide.berkeley.edu, whether it be material science engineering, MEC-E, any of our amazing civil courses, all of our, basically, you can always just, if you're unsure, if you're ready for a course, just go ahead and click that hyperlink and it'll show you the prereqs or the co-reqs. And co-req just means that it can be taken concurrently. So for instance, Physics 7B can be taken with Math 53, you're still golden, or you can complete it first and you're ready to be in the course. So go ahead and check that out. I think that's a great tip just to make sure. Sometimes students are concerned if they're going to be prepared. And there are even some upper division that actually have very few, if any, prereqs. So there's a lot of options out there.
And just to kind of build on that a little bit for our Frosh students, when you completed GBA, the courses that were suggested to you were based on the math course that you were told us that you wanted to take. So if you downgrade the math course, make sure you double check that prereq. It's pretty important.
Absolutely. And I just want to say another of our favorite jams here in engineering is like downgrading your math course. Yes, I live for that because you know what, as some of you have had amazing AP math teachers or IB teachers, they are simply fabulous. But you know what, taking it at Berkeley is a whole different world. And really a lot of times, sometimes your AP test scores, although fabulous and great preparation just in life for taking rigorous courses, we absolutely salute you and encourage all of our intended students to take AP courses. There's still nothing quite like taking Math 1B and Math 1A at Berkeley. So if you feel like you really just kind of want to come in and, you know, learn from the best and brightest and make sure what you were taught on your AP course was really setting you up for success, we highly recommend taking a step back and taking Math 1B, Math 1A. You will still graduate on time. We have students who come in who take pre-calculus. Math 32 is our amazing, amazing, amazing four-unit pre-calc class, and they graduate on time in 4 years and go on to be some of the most amazing engineers on the planet. So don't feel like scared to be like, oh my God, I'm only in calculus, or oh my God, I'm only in pre-calculus. Everyone's so much better than me, you're going to graduate on time. That's absolutely not the case. Some of our best engineers came to Berkeley and took pre-calculus here, and that's what helped make them so fabulous.
And last but not least, if you run into problems on the day that you're doing your registration, please immediately send a ticket to Cal Student Central right away.
One of our new amazing features this year is when you are having registration problems on whether it be July 16th or July 18th, the registrar and Cal Student Central has really stepped up the bat, and they're going to have all hands on deck to help answer your questions. So we would highly recommend, if you are experiencing an issue, for you to send in a help ticket immediately so you can get a response on what is going on with your registration. That being said, we definitely want you to first, though, go to like Schedule Planner and click that little I just to make sure it's not an error based on course restrictions.
Yes, it is definitely. We want you to go to sis.berkeley.edu, and on the upper right-hand corner is a link that says Help, and it has all kinds of things for you to click on to report an issue, to get more enrollment FAQs. It's a pretty robust thing here. You can also send an email to sishelp@berkeley.edu. And as we get going on the days for starting with the transfer students on the 16th, if we are realizing that there's problems or a lot of questions coming in, we'll have answers as we get them, and we'll make sure that that is the best place for you to go. So check out our engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS and click on registration troubleshooting. I will also have a link on this podcast if you want to be able to get there fast. Maybe find it ahead of time and bookmark it so that you can find it the day of.
Do it. It's amazing. So because as soon as, you know, our director gets those updates from department heads and department chairs, we go in and we make those notes for you all. So that is great. But definitely, like Laura said, be flexible. Your registration requires you to be just like you're doing some yoga. Like, just be chill, be bendy, know that there's other alternatives. There are 5 different ways to make a schedule. So, yes, I know it seems stressful because it's your first time and maybe your parent is looking over your shoulder. You know, tell them to go get an iced coffee for you. And just kind of be flexible and know that it's going to all work out in the end. At the end of the day, we will definitely help you get into 2 techs and 12 units.
Monica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yay. And I know this was overwhelming. Probably did not answer all of your questions because you have a million great questions. But also trust that we will meet you at Golden Bear Orientation. So all of your advisors will be there. That first week before classes start to meet you, our freshmen and transfers, and we will have small group advising so you can ask the questions that we didn't get to here. So even if your advisor is busy answering a million schedules, when you show up in August before school starts, you will definitely have a chance to meet your advisor and ask additional questions, and even during that time, make adjustments to your schedule. The schedule you have, like Laura said, on July 16th or July 18th isn't final by any means. You still have plenty of time all the way up to that fourth week, midweek deadline to make adjustments.
So thank you again for coming today, and thank you everyone for tuning in. If you have other questions, please email us, ess@berkeley.edu. You can also email your advisor all summer long. They're here and willing to answer questions. And thank you all so much for tuning in. Bye.
Bye. Go Bears.